Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Tanji here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. I am so very grateful and honored, and I'm just happy. I'm so happy to be here, to be in front of two beautiful people. I've got Mr. Franklin Delano.
That's me. Wait till you see who he's going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah. And of course, we got our girl Jeannie here who makes certain that everything goes smoothly. You should see me. Sometimes I'm preparing like a little schoolgirl, trying to see exactly, make sure the teacher is well pleased. But today's show is going to be packed full of really good stuff. Again, I am grateful. I am eternally grateful for the opportunity to be here and to do something that I really, really love to do. And that's hopefully be an inspiration. Hopefully my life can not only serve its purpose of destiny, but I hope that it will motivate and just challenge you to get up and get busy. I've said time and time again, whatever excuse you can give me, I can give you also, so we won't go down that rabbit hole. But I will tell you that over the past few weeks, again, it's been a blessing beyond words. The texts and the DMs and people calling and, you know, just saying really positive things. And that's such a good feeling to know that you are making a difference, as even if it's a small difference, it's a difference nonetheless. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about four principles that if you are a follower of the Bible, I have started using the Bible as our constitution. And I say our constitution because when you're in the kingdom, you kind of have a different set of values and principles that you follow. Now, mind you, I still make certain to follow the lay of the land, but I also make certain that I'm going to make sure that every moment counts in this thing called life and this wonderful assignment that we're given. And for me, it's making certain that the principles are lived and not just spoken about, that you truly live. Because if this was your last day on this earth, what would you do different? Seriously, what would you do different? Would that argument to be right really matter if you knew that at 11:59, this is it? Would it really matter if that person didn't speak to you or she didn't call you back? Or would it really matter? And I just kind of want us to start living this thing, this life now, not waiting until we get to where we think we're going before we start to live. So the principles, I've spoken about them before. Genesis 1:28 gives us a mandate that we are to be productive. I think he said it. And let them have dominion, and we are to be fruitful. We are to multiply. We are to replenish. We are to subdue. And we are, of course, to have dominion. And dominion is something that we do not have to look for. It's built in the principle. It's built in the law, about like that law of gravity. If I get up on a 10-story building and I can fast and pray and live as holy, consecrated life as I possibly could, if I jump down, I am going to break my neck, my leg, my back, and I probably won't make it, but I would have had faith. How about that? So today, again, we're just rehashing to make certain that you get it, because I want to make certain that you get it and you're able to read what you're writing and then run with it. So we'll start off with just being fruitful. Now, why would a command be given for you to be fruitful and you don't have seed? You don't have what it takes to be fruitful, okay? Well, you have everything you need to be as successful as you want to be. When you think about a product, let's use Apple. We are in that field of technology. So let's say I go get an Apple product. I want to get an iPhone, let's say 10. Before I open, or by the time I open the box, there's going to be a pamphlet or a brochure or something in there to tell me, listen, this is how you do it. If you do it like this, and if there is a malfunction with this product, here's a guarantee that we will replace it at no cost to you, or we'll repair it, no cost to you. Well, guys, we have that same mandate on our lives, and we have to be successful because we are the product of someone who is just so big and so vast and so wide and so deep. And you know how, if you know me, I call him Daddy, because that is who he is. For me, he is Daddy. And when he gives you opportunity to soar, take it. Soar. Don't try to apologize for your greatness. Just be, right? Mm-hmm. So that is my story, and I'm sticking with it.
As you should. Wonderful story.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Franklin Delano.
Hi.
When Jeannie, hi.
Hey.
Hey.
When Jeannie told me about you, and I get your EPK, and I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, oh my God, wow, to be in the presence of someone who's great. I love great people. I do. And I am grateful that you are here.
Thank you.
You've got a lot to talk about, sir.
Thank you. Yes, I'm. First of all, I want to say I feel the exact same way. Those are my sentiments exactly.
Thank you,
towards
sir.
You. And as you talk, as I'm listening to you now, I'm thinking, you know, this is just being here today.
Yeah.
If this was my last day on earth, this would be a moment that I would so enjoy right now. Oh, because. Wow. Just listening to you talk, being in the presence of you and Jeannie, and feeling your energy, it's a wonderful thing. And I wish the audience could actually physically be here as well, because they don't know what they're missing.
Thank you, sir.
So,
thank you.
You're very welcome.
Look, you book them again.
Yeah, right? You did good.
I would say, in relation to what you just said, I'm more. And if you listen to my show, you'll discover this as well. It's called The Mentality Show. It's on every here at LA Talk Radio every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Actually, tonight, our show will be airing. And I'll tell you what that's about later.
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely.
But as I listen to you speak, you know, I consider myself, I'm not a religious person. I'm more of a spiritual person.
I'm not religious either. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. I used to be.
Yeah. There's a
big difference.
Big
absolutely.
Difference. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
As far as the techniques and things that people have to go through right. religiously.
Right.
But I do believe that Jesus walked the earth.
Amen.
And that he died for our sins. John 3:16. For whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That is my belief. And I'm sticking to it, as you said.
Amen.
And until the day I die. And
yeah.
of course, when I do die, I will go on to a bigger, better place.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. So
part of the assignment.
Part of the assignment. And I feel like if you just live your life, if you treat people the way that you want to be treated, right. they call it the golden rule, right. simple and easy. Just right. treat people the way you want to be treated.
Right.
And you'll get through this life in great fashion. So,
absolutely.
If you listen to my show, we talk about all kinds of things. We haven't really hit on spirituality okay. or religion or anything like that.
Right.
Our show focuses more on relationships, love, marriage. It's called The Mentality Show. There's four grown. We call ourselves four, if I can say the word here, four grown-ass men, you know?
Okay.
We talk about grown-ass men issues, things that grown-ass men have to do.
They got their own cave going on. Yeah, live. It's a live cave.
Right, the man cave, you know, the locker room, whatever you want to call it. And we talk about those type of things. We're very candid on what we talk about. Good. And I want to say for the record, we are not disrespectful in any way towards any group of people, towards good. Women, towards even towards men. We're not disrespectful. We just kind of tell it how it is.
Okay.
And we're very candid and honest in the things that we say.
Well, what's amazing, you tell it like it is, but why do you feel there's still a disconnect? And kudos to the relationships that are making it. Before we went on air, we just communicated about, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith's incredible red table talk on Facebook, and how she and Will very openly discuss their highs and lows and all of the things that we've heard, the rumors, the suspicions, and whatever everybody thinks that they know, and they put it all out there. Mm. Why do you think we still disconnect, you know, in relationships? We run the word communication over, oh, we just got to communicate, but we're not doing it, obviously.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So from the man case perspective, absolutely. And Dr. Tanji, you know too well what it's like. Yeah. Like Jada expressed, and many women who, you know, have been in relationships, especially when time has been invested on both sides, and you know, how do we get through, and what makes people decide to hang? What qualities, what do we need to do to get, when you get to that point, to make it through? That's what I want to know.
That's a
good.
Great question.
Absolutely.
Don't yeah, please. Oh, now y'all like, challenge. Let's see what you got for that.
Right.
I had to answer.
You first.
And I'll tell you what they're saying online, y'all. So you guys can express your feelings first. And I'll tell you what Nicole in D.C. and Kevin here in L.A. are saying.
Jeannie, she got her pen. She got her notepad. She ready
no,
to go.
It's lighting up. The Dr. Tanji show. No, it's lit up.
Absolutely.
Already. Okay. Well, in my opinion on that, that's a great question.
Yes.
Very great question. And they have there's a theory out there. There was a book that was written. I don't remember the gentleman's name. It's called Men Are From, Women Are From Venus and Men Are From Mars.
Classic.
Dr. Tanji, you mentioned that earlier as well.
Yes.
And I, in a lot of ways, believe that. And in a lot of ways, I refute some things that title says. I believe that, that men, we are, we're hunters by nature.
Yes.
We have the mentality. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the word fruitful. Mm-hmm. We have the mentality.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, God put the urge to reproduce in us. He made it such a huge urge that sometimes we can't help ourselves when we're out and we see a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And if we are not in a relationship, of course, if you have some type of confidence about yourself as a man, it's something in you. It's an innate thing that's inside of men where we want to just go and at least approach that woman and talk to her.
Are you saying that that's not there if you are in a relationship?
It shouldn't. If you are in a relationship, that's a good question. Yeah. It's still there. It's still there, but you have to suppress it if you want to respect that relationship. And a lot of men have trouble with that, which for some reason, for the reason I just stated, a lot of men, they are unfaithful in their relationships. They'll, you know, maybe some men like to approach a woman, even if they're in a relationship, just to see if they, quote unquote, just to see if I still got it, you know? That's why a lot of men, when they're in of a certain age, and I'm in that age range, where it's called a midlife crisis. That affects more men than women because, you know, we're still trying to hold on to that youth. We still want to see. The number one thing that men, the way men test themselves, and their manliness, if you will, is how they're treated by women or how women treat them, how women look at them, that type of thing. Okay. If it wasn't for women loving certain luxuries and things like that of life in life, men, we would live in cardboard boxes. We would, you know, ride bicycles, things like that. The only reason why we want the nicest cars and the nicest houses and
that
things
I agree
like
with.
That is to impress you, impress these beautiful women I'm in front of, because we know that it's called, I guess you can say it's called peacocking in a way.
Peacocking. I like that. No, but I like that because when I saw a peacock in Cancun, it was something very sexy about the peacock. It's the way it walked, and then I swear it just flashed. Winked his eyelash at me. It's amazing you brought that up. Peacocking. Right. Oh, that's exactly what it is.
We're showing off. We're look what I got.
Peacock.
That's what, you know, the male peacocks, that's what they do to attract the women, the female peacocks, if you will. Mm-hmm. Look what I have. You know, bam, bing, bang. This is what I have. And I'm showing it off to you because I know this is what you like. And hopefully by the fact that you like all these things that I'm presenting to you, mm-hmm. you'll end up, you know, having some type of attraction towards me. So a lot of men think that way. But to answer your question specifically, I would say the difference is women. And I hope women, they make a lot of decisions on emotion. They're very emotional. And that's not a bad thing. We need that in this world. We so need that, because if men ran the world and didn't have women, I mean, the murder rate and the wars and things like that would occur. That's why I always feel like I would love it. I cannot wait until we get a female president in the house. Because a lot of look at the president we have now. I mean, and a lot of men think like this. I'm not comparing men to Trump you know, we know what type of person he is. But, you know, men, you know, we have this cockiness about us that if you insult us in some type of way, you insult anything about me, all of a sudden we're going to make a decision based off of ego. Okay. And women, they usually make decisions based off of emotion. Mm. And I think in a relationship, if you run into some type of conflict, let's say you and I are in a relationship, Jeannie, mm-hmm. and there's a conflict that arises. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to feel in my heart and in my mind, okay, how does this make me look? Mm-hmm. How does this conflict affect who I am as a person or what you think about me as a person? And you, as a woman, most likely would make a decision based off of emotion. More like how does this make me feel, not how does this make me look type thing. If hopefully I'm explaining this correctly and you guys are getting this. And a lot of times in a conflict, as I mentioned before, men, we need that. We need that woman's perspective through emotion, because we'll haul off and do something crazy, go shoot somebody, go hit somebody, or, you know, just make the conflict even worse. But, you know, women, they're more like, hold on, okay, let's look at this here.
Okay.
This is how I feel about it. Maybe we should try it this way. Mm-hmm. And that right there is a huge difference when it comes to conflict. And as far as relationships are concerned.
Well, look, I mean, everything you said was on point. I believe that wholeheartedly. Somewhere in there, it makes sense, but there are things that once time and commitment is in there, there should be a little bit more discipline, or that's where the communication or lack thereof doesn't happen. Now, Nicole, and everybody's welcome to chime in, comment at Dr. Tanji Show on all social media platforms. Nicole in D.C. says men primarily want friends with benefits, but no desire to settle down in long-term relationships. Women either settle as side chicks or they date men with whom they're not equally yoked just to have a companion, or that they, you know, just said the heck with it. I'll just stay single if this doesn't work out. So you end up, you know, frustrated either way.
I'm going to say this. I have to say this about this friends with benefits thing, and men are going to hate me for this. Okay. But I feel like I speak for all men. I speak for myself. You know, I'm a man of a certain age. I'm in my 40s. I've lived my life. I've worked a lot of positions. I've mentored all kinds of things. So I'm going to say this, and this, there might be some exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, if you're dating a man and he puts you in that friends with benefits section, get away, because there is no way he's ever going to want to settle down with you at all. Men usually know there's this thing that women know within 5 minutes if she's going to sleep with a guy, you know, because they can just, within five, men, we know immediately within 5 seconds if we're going to sleep with a woman. But when it comes to settling with a woman, I would say men usually know that within a few months, if they're going to take this woman serious. In some situations, you may start out with someone with a friends with benefits relationship, and then you realize, wow, you know, I actually enjoy spending my time with her. Okay. I find myself thinking about this woman a lot. I find myself just wanting to be around her, and now it's growing into something where you want to be with that person. That I would say that usually takes about anywhere between I would say a month to 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. So if after 4 months of dealing with a man, if he's still, I would say, using you. I mean, he's basically using you for your body. If he's using you in that type of way and his friends with benefits thing, get away. He's not taking you serious. And that's, please, that if you don't learn anything from this show, that's a friends with benefits thing. That's a we get a lot of that on our show, a lot of questions regarding our show. And this is, what I'm saying
it
here
is
today
what it is
exactly how I feel. And and sorry, man out there, if you're in a situation, I've ruined your situation with the woman that's listening to this. But I'm just speaking the truth. Get away.
Nicole, she's like, yeah, thanks, touche. Dr. Tanji, did you experience that before you knew your guy was the one?
You know, I because this show is based on openness, honesty, and sincerity. Mm-hmm. And
did that start out for you that way?
Well, I'm going to put myself out here
like
this.
Oh, she's adjusting. Look at her.
You're going to adjust the mic. Right.
You know.
Would you like to drink some water while you think about your answer?
Thank you very much, Mr. Delano. I've got to be honest here because I don't want anyone to do what I've done and think that, well, she did it and it's okay, because it's not.
Right.
I'll go back as far as a little girl, mm-hmm. not really knowing who I was, mm-hmm. not having. Now, Mom did the best. I told you about my Annie, and she did the best she could, mm-hmm. but I didn't have Dad there. And people, she's going to blame it on her dad. No, you got to listen to the crux of what I'm saying here. We need, little girls need their daddy.
Absolutely.
You know, absolutely. And when a very close person to me, I'm looking at her now, said, I'm a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. I'm getting goosebumps here because
that's real.
I wanted to be a daddy's girl.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I started looking for men.
Yeah.
That were substantially older,
yeah.
that could fill that void.
Yeah.
And until you honestly first have a relationship with him, not a religion. I've done it, doesn't work.
Right.
I lost everything being religious.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a good thing to do. Yeah. You don't write a $10,000 check before asking your husband, yeah. can I do this?
Yeah.
So I said that to say, and everywhere I would go, I was destroying families and me. Mm-hmm. And that soulish tie that I left with that man, who could sneak on the phone and talk with me behind his wife's back. Come on, Tanji, be real.
Yeah.
If you're going to be real, be real.
Right.
But we thank God for deliverance.
Right.
Amen.
And growth.
Right.
And maturity.
Yeah.
So when you said, did I do that? Not when I met this gentle man that's the love of my life now. And he thinks I'm his Sarah and he's my
there you go.
But yes, I did that. I was very promiscuous. Mm-hmm. So my thing was, now I've got to teach my daughter. You gotta do better than me.
Yeah.
And I had to be honest with her.
Yeah.
And my sons.
Yeah.
Because I do not want you going around getting all of those souls tied to you.
Yeah, that's what happens.
You seriously.
Absolutely. That's exactly
absolutely.
What it is.
Absolutely. And then let's just bring it home to the physical aspect. What if that person has a mental illness? And I'm not against mental illnesses.
Let me find out your listeners are really connected to you. Oh, you continue your thought and wait till you hear what Kevin in LA just said. Wow.
Absolutely.
He just hit the hot button.
Yeah. Yeah. And I won't go too far, but I'll say, because if that person, God forbid, if you get pregnant with that beautiful baby, and you don't know that Bob has a severe bipolar disorder, so much so that now it's borderline schizotypical disorder. And you're wondering, why my baby got ADHD is what we call it when we don't really know how to govern a child or love a person right where they are.
Yeah.
We give them mental illness.
Right.
Because we don't know.
Right.
Exactly.
So I said all that to say, when you really have a relationship with him, and when you really know you, like now I date me and I love me. And it took me so long to love me. Right. I do. Because growing up, you know, I had big teeth. I had a big nose. I had big hands. I had big feet. And they would laugh. people would laugh. Children can be so brutally just mean for no reason.
Yeah, I was one of them.
Yeah.
You were? Bully.
You were?
I was mean. I did it
You in bully free zone and I'm fighting with my mentor students. It's right here.
I was a verbal bully growing
oh
up.
My God.
I was the kid
man.
That talked about other kids.
Yeah.
You know, how they dressed, how they looked,
Absolutely.
Physical features. I hate to say it until it happened to me.
Until it happened to you.
And I realized, this mm-hmm. is not a good feeling.
Doesn't feel good, right?
No, it's not.
But long story short, relationship with yourself. Get to know you. And then you'll know that I don't need anyone to complete me.
Yeah.
I'm already complete because he said it. Yeah. My daddy said,
right.
This is who you are.
Right.
So if you're not talking that language that he talks... Okay. We can't talk. We hey, how you doing?
Right.
But that's as far as it'll go.
Absolutely.
But I will say this. He got pregnant with an idea. And as his helpmeet, that is my job to make certain my husband shines. So when he shines... You see?
Yeah.
I shine.
Absolutely.
Now he's twist the script.
Oh, absolutely.
So now I'm pregnant with these ideas of making people get into your purpose so you won't waste another day in your life. And he makes certain that the house is taken care of if it means two jobs. Because my wife, this is what she was placed here to do.
Right.
So I said to him the other day, I said, you know, I think I'm going to just sell some sand, honey. I'm just going to go to different beaches and put sand in a bottle and just to see what he would say.
Yeah.
He says, okay, I think maybe Tuesdays and Thursdays would be better for you, honey. And I just began to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was crying because I'm like, God, thank you, Daddy.
Yeah.
Now I really know what love really is a responsibility.
Yeah.
It is a responsibility.
Yeah.
It is my responsibility that when he gets up at 1:30 in the morning to go work for us, that I pray, that I ask God to please cover him.
Yeah.
Keep him from all hurt, harm, or danger. Make sure he's in the right frame of mind. Make sure no drunk driver, you know, just
right.
I have to make certain.
Right.
So that is what I do now for people.
Yeah.
And I don't have to know who you are. Yeah. I need to make sure you're good.
Yeah.
You good? You is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
Or if I've done something,
can
you
imagine if we
me?
Did that just once a day?
Oh my God.
How the climate of our spaces
but
would
see,
be.
But see, we create our own world.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we're here for, to make it better for someone else.
Right.
Because my need is met. My greatest need is him.
That's right.
Everything else is.
Right.
That's the need there.
Yeah.
Not needs. Need.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, amen.
Wow. Amen. Look, we might as well fade to black. Just take our things and go on it.
So good.
Drop the mics.
No, please talk.
Now, you know, as I listen to you speak, Dr. Tanji, I mean, I'm a single man now. And I will say that... And for most men, it's like this, finding a wife, finding that woman in your life, that better half, you know, that rib is such a journey.
I know.
For a lot of men. And we put ourselves, we're responsible for a lot of what we go through.
Right.
I remember seeing something the other day on Instagram. It was a message that says, men, we go through life damaging women. And then once we're ready to settle, we're looking for a woman that's not damaged. But who caused that? It's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Who caused the damage? Did we cause it? And now we're, you know, trying to get through it. You know, it's just, it's a confusing thing. But as I listen to you speak, it reminds me of a saying that someone, I don't know who it was, once said to me. They said, imagine, well, there was once this CEO of a company, very successful CEO. He and his wife are walking away from some type of ceremony, and they're walking towards his car, and they're walking down a dark alley, and in the alley they see a gentleman, homeless gentleman, laying there asking for money. And the CEO looks at this gentleman, and he realizes that this man is the ex-boyfriend of his wife. And he says to his wife, you know, look at that. Look where you would be if you were still with him.
Hmm.
And then she says, she looks at him, and she says, no, honey. She says, look where you would be if you weren't with me.
That's good.
That's the type of woman you want to find
in
life.
Powerful.
Who's going to make you a better man.
Yeah.
Who's going to find your quality. Who's going to realize your qualities and push you to be that as perfect as you can be in society.
Absolutely.
It's hard.
It's hard, and while I commend and I'm in love with both of you after your beautiful testimony. But how do you do that for each other, or when does it take turn? That's where I see the challenge happening. Now, I mean, we got amazing people walking all day every day. Mm-hmm. You know, where, at what point are you okay with being comfortable enough to support, and then the other person, when is that person okay to support? Or, because I truly believe, we always get in trouble, I believe we have roles and things have got misconstrued, so that's why stuff is out of control. Mm-hmm. I do believe women were naturally designed to be nurturers and supportive, and right. You know, the man is the king, the lead of a home. I mean, and you stay there, and I don't think any man that has any substance or thoughts about himself is going to select a woman who couldn't hold a house down if something happened to him. I mean, you know,
absolutely.
Respects
absolutely.
Her for a decision she would make. Right. However, if she does want to create beautiful sandcastles on Tuesdays and Thursdays, is he going to, if he's tired Tuesday morning, be able to say, you know what, babe, you go and do that. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Or y'all know exactly mm-hmm. what I'm mm-hmm. saying. And therein lies where conflict about when you have your individual needs and being a couple and the roles where the challenge happens. And I'm trying to figure out, where do you work in that point? Because Kevin, who is listening, who I think he was in you all's heads before we got here. Kevin here in LA says that he, responding to your segment, Dr. Tanji, how did I get here? Mm-hmm. Progressive actor trying to do his things, but he's at a point in his life where he does want to consider a mate, family, or just goals, or just having somebody to go to the movies with.
Right.
You know, sometimes
mm-hmm.
you just want to
right.
chill with somebody.
Right.
And that's what I want, a friend.
Right.
And he says that, you know, out here in LA, land of dreams, you got people who don't know who they are, what they're doing, mm-hmm. different situations, like any place in the world, but Hollywood has its own mm-hmm. set yeah. of rules. He says he right. is constantly met with women. He says there are a list of issues about why we can't do well in relationships. He said women are often, and they won't often identify with being depressed, bipolar, schizophrenia. he said, et cetera. He said, I've seen it all. Past
psycho,
trauma from childhood carried into adulthood. Mm-hmm. He said that, he said at this point right now, he said all women are crazy.
Yes, that's why I knew where he was going. I knew where he was going.
But
with
he
that.
Hit all the hot buttons. Y'all was saying earlier. I was like, "Ooh, babe, Cal."
Is he dating actresses? Hollywood?
Probably, et cetera, et cetera. That's what his et cetera actor, exactly. Right. So therein lies part of the problem.
Absolutely. And not to stereotype people in the entertainment industry, but they say people who are in the industry, usually there's some insecurities that they're dealing with, and they need the love and affection and adoration from other people. That's why they pursue this industry, and they, you know, some people will just, they'll die to be famous. There's an underlying issue of insecurity there. And if you just see, if I don't know what type of women he dates, but he says he's in the industry, so I bet you those are the type of women that he's dating. And I'm not saying that all, there are some exceptions, everything I'm saying, there's some exceptions. Right. But I feel you, Kevin. I feel you. I've dated women in the industry. I've dated women. I work in the law enforcement industry. And and these women have to pass background checks to get hired. And, you know, once I get involved with them, I there's some issues there, some issues. So I'm originally from Arkansas.
Okay.
Here in California, I've noticed you go out. Okay, in Arkansas, you go out with someone two or three times. By the third date, you're both kind of looking at each other and saying, you know, we obviously like one another. Mm-hmm. What is this? What kind of, not relationship, but what kind of ship is going on here? Is it a friendship? Is it a relationship? Whatever. You define it. You're at that point where you define it. And that's by the third date. Here in California, you go out with someone 2, 3, 20, 30 times, and you're just dating. You're still just dating. There's no one, there's no definition. There's nothing like that, because you know, people are afraid to commit.
Right.
There may be some issues. There's some red flags you may see mm-hmm. that you may ignore sometimes. Sometimes you'll see those red flags from your experience and say, okay, I got to get out of this.
Okay.
But as far as Kevin's situation, man, I feel you. I feel your pain. all I can say, my advice to you is maybe try to date women outside the industry. You can meet somebody who seems to have it all together and confidence and all that, and then you start dating them and they're just the most insecure person you've ever
met. Exactly. And I like that you said out of the box. I find that when you do things, maybe you had an interest you never tapped into. You know, look up something that's going on, you know, free downtown LA. I mean, just go outside of what you normally do. Right. You'd be surprised just where like energies happen or conversation will end up being off of something just fun. Not over a process. And I know we do that a lot. Absolutely. Where you're just having a good time. You'd be surprised what happens.
Jeannie, how did you and I meet? We met eating hot dogs, right?
At a hot dog stand. On my vegan quest. I said, this is the one time. I'm trying to do the vegan thing.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, you know what? This dog smells pretty good. And today, I'm going to have one.
Hey, and see? There you go.
You know, and I enjoyed it, too. Oh,
she did. She did. She was cracking and talking and everything.
Because I hadn't had one in so long. You know what it's like? You haven't had something in a long time. Uh-huh. You're like, mercy. Mercy.
Oh man, that was
man.
So. To your point, you're absolutely right. Yeah, you never know where you can meet someone.
Absolutely.
You never
you
know.
Don't.
Absolutely.
I saw this beautiful woman eating a hot dog, and it was an energy about her.
Yeah.
And she actually spoke to me first, but I intentionally walked over there.
No way.
I intentionally walked over there just to start a conversation. You know, so. We talk about this on our show for men out there. When it comes to approaching women, there's different tactics and different things you can use.
The almighty game. You
know, yeah, no,
game.
It's all
about. You got to be good at it, dog. You got to be good at it.
You got to be good. Women will see right through it.
Absolutely.
If you're not.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
So to answer Kevin's question, Kevin, thank you so very much. You've gotten some really good feedback from this mentality host show here. So. I would definitely say that take this time now and just grow to love you.
Yeah.
Grow to love you right where you are. And just remember, I don't know what your beliefs are. For me, I know what worked for me, and having that relationship with my creator really does work for me, because I can honestly move better than I've moved ever in my life. When you are in that relationship with him and in that relationship with yourself, everything else, I promise you, will fall into place. You won't even have to declare that today I'm going to find her, because she's already being made for you. Yeah. She's got a few soulish ties that, you know, kind of binding her right now. Right. Be patient. Get to know you. Have fun. Laugh, take long walks, swim, do whatever it is that you like doing, and just know that she will be found. You will find her, and that's a guarantee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
she's
absolutely.
Out there. She's
definitely
out there.
Absolutely.
And you never know, as Jeannie mentioned, you never know where you're going to meet her.
I know. Hot dog stand.
Hot dog stand. Shoe store, 7-Eleven, Ralph's. You know what I mean? You know.
Right.
I wouldn't say online. Stay away from online.
Yeah, let's get away from the catfishing.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
Stuff, you know?
It's too many issues dealing with that.
Absolutely.
But I love what you said. Just live your life. Be happy with who you are. Because once you are happy with who you are, you'll be amazed at what will be attracted to you.
There we go. The law of attraction.
The law of attraction.
It works. I promise you it does.
Absolutely. It absolutely
you will
works.
Attract.
Yes.
Those things, you know, the industry calls it vibes. I don't really get into vibrations. And I love energy, the ones that neutrons, protons, and electrons create. So when someone is saying that, I'm thinking, okay, now, are they talking literal energy, you know? But by all means, have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun. Absolutely. Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah. Love yourself. Yeah. Growing up, I've gone through all kinds of stuff. People, when I tell them my story, they're like, I can't believe who you are today.
Would you share, if you don't mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind at all.
How did I get here moment?
No,
would you?
Absolutely. I grew up in a place called, in case you never heard of it, Little Rock, Arkansas.
Ah,
usually people, when I tell them where I'm from, they say, oh, I've been through there.
Mm-hmm,
I've been through there.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been there, but I've been through there.
Right.
But growing up, I've dealt with and had to deal with all the issues that a child should not deal with. I mean, there was There was physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, all kinds of things. At a certain age, when I hit the age of around 10 years old, I was taken from my home because of all those things and put into a foster home system. So I was raised in a children's home for about 3 years. And then a friend of the family who was close to the family, she decided to adopt me as a teenager. So she brought me in, and you would think, oh, that's a beautiful thing that she did. And yeah, but there was abuse in that situation as well. But I was able to overcome that. And then because of all these issues, I was held back in school for about a year. And then at the age of 19, I was able to graduate high school. And there was a teacher there. And I remember her name, Melinda Valdez, beautiful lady. She saw a talent in me that I didn't see. I remember I got up and I spoke in front of the class. We were doing, we had to go, it was a speech class. Yeah. Got up and spoke. After I was done, no one took it serious but me. After I was done, she came to me. She said, there's a talent there in you that I see, and I'm going to try to get you in a better situation because of this talent. What she did, she went out of her way. She went to her alma mater, her college, introduced me to the communications director there. That lady, because of what she saw, and because of how I was sold to her through the teacher, decided to offer me a scholarship. So I was the first person in my family to receive a college or a scholarship to college. And I remember, I couldn't believe it. I remember my first day there. I said to myself, you know, if I could just do a year here, then I'm happy because that's an accomplishment that no one in my family has ever achieved, you know. And then a year passed, then another year, then a third year, and all the next thing I know, you know, I'm graduating college, and I ended up getting my degree in communications, radio and television.
Oh, my gosh.
And then from there, of course, I'm thinking now, you know, I believe in myself.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what, I need to move to L.A., move to Los Angeles, and pursue all the talents that God has blessed me with, you know, radio, TV, communications, and all this stuff. So I moved out here and just, you know, I saved up as much money as I could and moved out here with about $3,000 in my pocket. God put me in a situation where I was able to save up that type of money in Arkansas, and I moved here.
Wow.
And did some things, ended up signing with some agents, and I with some big agencies, ICM and for voiceovers and acting, and did stand-up comedy and all those things.
Yeah.
And then I end up having my child. I have a 13-year-old daughter. Now, in that business, it's kind of feast or famine in the entertainment business.
Right.
And I dealt with some famine, and I had some feasts, and I had some famine moments. And I said to myself, you know, now I have a child. It's not about me. I need to get something, a real job now. Okay. I need to do something. And I said, well, what is it that I want to do if I'm going to, if it's not what, you know, what is another passion that's going to pay me well and benefits and all that stuff, right? So growing up in a foster home, I knew that I've always wanted to work with children who have issues that they're dealing with. I didn't know what it was I wanted to do, but I wanted to work with kids. Mm-hmm. And the next thing I know, I had a friend who worked for the Los Angeles County Probation Department.
Oh, wow.
I went through that whole process, went through pretty fast. A lot of people say that it takes a while, but for me, it was pretty fast. So that told me something right there that this is something I'm meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for about 11 years. I've worked with many, many kids. I've mentored many, many minors. And I dealt with high-profile minors. When you're watching the news and you hear about minors who, you know, killed or robbed or raped and those type of things, I worked with these type of kids. And a lot of them have mental issues and things like that. There's a great department, mental health department, that works with the Los Angeles County Probation Department. So did that for about 11 years. And because of politics and things like that and you know, when these kids fight, you have to get involved. You have to break up these fights. And, you know, as I got older, you know, I started incurring injuries that weren't good for me. So I decided to medically retire from that position and pursue what I came down here to do. Radio, TV, communications, and then kind of mix the two.
Incredible 360.
And that's why I have my own show, The Mentality Show, and I have four great guys from that line of work give their opinions as well. And of course, I host a show, and with my experiences and their experiences, that's what we bring to the table when we're talking to our audience and things like that, and And I'm glad to be here today to share some of those experiences and opinions.
So that's what it's all about. Wow. How do you, how did I get here? And don't, you know, misconstrue your journeys things that you think are setbacks.
Right.
They're all needed.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing how it all becomes an attribute to the power of who you are now.
That's it.
You know, shows. Right. And like I said, what we constantly talk about is the content and the available platforms that we all have, and just it's really an exciting time, and especially when I look at how the votes turned out yesterday. I mean, the thrust of women, you know, that ran and that won a lot of seats. I mean, the, you know, transition in the House and where the Senate is, and it's caused this division, it's forced us to connect.
Absolutely.
Might not like it, might not like, but guess what?
I love it.
We got to figure it out.
Yeah.
We got to figure it out.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Absolutely.
We need more women in politics and in office and making decisions. And because, I mean, you know, look where we are today. I mean, America is a powerhouse in the world, but I imagine having more women in the Senate and Congress and just in politics here in California. We have Camilla Harris, you know, she's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing.
Absolutely. You know, killing it. You know, and just having more women. I mean, a lot of men, we were raised by single women, especially black men.
Mm-hmm.
So we're used to being led by women, you know.
I love the way you said
that. Yeah, look, no. Make me look, sit up taller. That's right. That's right.
Oh, man, I love it. I'm the type of man that you have a lot of men who... I love a woman who's opinionated, not too opinionated, where she thinks she knows everything.
Yeah, obnoxious.
You know,
no,
obnoxious,
we don't do,
right?
We don't do that.
But you know, if hey, babe, you know, where would you like to go out to eat tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of you know, wherever you want to go, I want to hear, oh, there's this wonderful place that I've heard of that has the most delicious, you know, that type of thing. You know,
absolutely.
Or if I tell her, look, I had a rough day at work today. Yeah. It's just a really bad day for me. When I come home, she's like, you know what? This is what you need to do, honey. Are you open to suggestions on what can I give my opinion? You know,
that's
just
good.
Someone who's that's the type of woman I think would be great for me.
Uh-huh.
That would really drive me and make me a better person. I mean, I'm not a bad person, but it just would make me bring out the best of me, as they would say.
That's
the thing about women. So you know, I'm all for more women in politics.
Lines are open for Delano. Okay, I'm also taking it to Dr. Tanya Show. How did I get here with Delano? We're taking applications. Okay.
You're reading my mind.
Right. Oh no. They'll chime in.
Hey,
my girl in DC is gonna be like, can you put him in a box and FedEx him to the East Coast? Right.
And there's a lot of men out there who think like me. There's a lot of good men, women.
I believe that.
Absolutely.
We just got to find each other. No,
yeah,
without
absolutely.
A doubt. I know there are a lot of great men out here because, I mean, they just are just like, I mean, we hear all of these turbulent things that are happening in the world, but there's so much good going on.
There is.
And the average person, they want to be good and they want to do well and do good.
Yes.
So that's what we need to talk about and celebrate. So that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to thank you personally. You make it look really easy when you give us a soliloquy of, okay, this is how I got here. But I thank you and I celebrate you so very much for not giving up. Thank you for not letting what we call that root of bitterness take root. Where you're now beginning to hate people or you're beginning to not like or distrust people. Thank you. I cannot imagine what your nights were like. I just cannot imagine because I am so grateful to God that I have these wonderful, I call them children, but they're adults now. And I still kind of peek in on them and make certain that everything is good with them. But that smile is so genuine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much for being what your daughter, is that right? Your daughter
ma'am.
Needs.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. We fight a good fight of faith to stay out here.
Right.
You know, we do.
Yeah.
Because there are times when I'm like, you know, man, Atlanta really doesn't look bad right now, you know, but I would forfeit.
Right.
And I know I would. So
that's being comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So I can't do that anymore.
Right.
But
right.
for you to be here and for you to be here and you're saying, you know what? Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this
get
thing.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get it.
$3,000 is a lot of money. I came out here with Absolutely nothing. But my family packed up and said, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh, dear Jesus.
Faith.
Yeah, faith. Man, yeah. Tell me about
faith.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here we are.
Well, thank you for those kind words. I so appreciate it. A lot of people who've gone through, it's my theory that a lot of adults, I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people my age who've probably gone through the same thing, the trials and tribulations, the abuse and things like that. And they're not getting therapy. They're not doing any type of self-help for themselves. Right. And it's an issue in maybe relationships and just going through life. But I have no problem telling my story because if it's something that your audience or anyone in your audience can listen to and say, wow, you know, that's something I've been through and look where he is, then this could happen for me. Just if I can help anyone, I have no. So we go through things in life sometimes to make us who we are.
Absolutely.
And if I didn't go through some of these things, who's to say where I would be? I don't know if I would be less successful or more successful. I don't know. But I am happy with who I am today.
How about
I am very, very happy with myself. I've gotten the help that I needed to get over things. And just talking about it and telling my story right now.
Exactly.
It's therapeutic for me.
It is therapeutic. Yeah. It's all these therapy sessions. I didn't want to say that, but I was like, perfect segue. It's exactly what it is. Right. It's exactly what it is. And if anybody needs to interact with you, your social media connects.
Yes. My social media is F as in Franklin, N as in Nancy, Delano, D-E-L-A-N-O. That's my Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to connect with me through my show, it's The Mentality Show. The Mentality Show underscore. That's our Instagram. And pretty much as far as social media, we talked about this before. I don't deal with Facebook. I got my issues with Facebook. So you won't really be able to catch me there, but that's the best way. Please, hit me up, follow me. If there's any questions you have, men, women, we tackle all those issues.
We're going to connect this thing live. I'm already into 2019 with us.
She's there.
We're having a live platform and you know, social settings. It's going to be amazing. Going to be amazing. So keep your ears and eyes open for that. And you, Dr. Tanji, and the principals and your platform is just exploding from ATL to LA, getting ready to make a global impact. Congratulations on another amazing show.
Thank you very, very much.
I gotta say, as I said in the beginning, Dr. Tanji and I talked outside for about 20 minutes. We're here in the studio, and you are easy to talk to.
Thank you.
We've used this word a lot on the show today, energy.
That
could be the word of the day regarding the show, because there's an energy about you, and also with you, Jeannie, there's an energy about you just when you talk, when you speak.
You
lovely. It's just real. It's real.
And that's rare.
It is. There's no fakeness. Absolutely.
Here's the therapy session. Yeah. We go to look whole other show. Just me and you. No, you don't see that.
You don't.
Even if you're in this space, I mean, people, everybody's pretentious and what is this and how come and why? I'm like, hold on. Just hi. And have a great day. That's it.
You
and
go.
They don't even know. They like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like I punched him in the face.
Right.
And if I wink at him, then they like, whoa. Like that's a black eye. I'm like, well, wait a minute. So no, that's a win. That's our tour movement. You know what I mean? Right. It's okay.
It's okay
tour. It's okay tour.
It's okay.
There it is. There it is.
Guys, man, I'm so blessed. Thank you. Thank you so very much for those beautiful words.
Well, thank you for having me, Doctor.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Absolutely.
All is well, guys. Thank you again for joining us on the Dr. Tanji Show. We've gone over, but hey, life is so good. Please remember to smile and to tell yourself it's okay.
Yes.
We got this.
And listen to The Mentality Show every Wednesday, 6 p.m. LA Talk Radio. We all got you. It's going to be all right.
All the time. Look out for the tour. Bye. Thanks for voting.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott. Only on LA Talk Radio.